In Play Radio. From a 12-round war to knocking the Aussies for four. We've got it covered.
We've got headline offers galore here. Australia to win and to hit most sixes is even money. David Warner, top Australian bat, and Australia win is 5-1. And Mitchell Johnson is the top Australia bowler, and Australia to win is 4-1. England to win, hit most sixes, is 6-1. Ian Bell to top bat in a win is 10-1. And Jimmy Anderson to top bowl in a England win is 8-1. Plenty of markets here. I suppose the favourites, because it's not so long ago, obviously, that they were beaten by 112 runs in Perth. I mean, on the face of it, that's a bad defeat. But if you take it in two sections, the bowling and the batting, there was quite a stark difference in England's performance there, wasn't it?
There was, yeah. And look, they run them close. England run Australia close down in Tasmania. They've shown signs of, but they just haven't been able to get over the line. So I don't think there's a bigger gap as people think between the teams. But I just think at the moment, Australia is so confident. They know exactly what they're doing, all their team, and I think England are a little bit intimidated by them. So I still expect Australia to win this game, and maybe not as comfortable as everyone thinks. I think there'll be a few nerves, given it being the first game from everyone and the huge expectation on Australia's back. But I think Australia will win.
Anyone who's heard won't be surprised by this either. Geoffrey Boycott's had his say about Owen Morgan, hasn't he, recently? Not unlike Geoffrey Boycott to do that. I think Michael Vaughan's kind of counteracted that and been a little bit more measured in his approach. Just to get in on the act, the reason I mention it, as well as to get your thoughts, Anthony, is that there's a special on Owen Morgan to be out for a duck at 8-1. That's like the manager markets in football, but you know, betting on someone to lose the job.
That's right.
But he does need to get some form in all seriousness, because it won't be, you know, a couple more bad scores and the media, that's all the media will want to talk about.
Yeah, and we know what happened to Alistair Cook.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it was more from his not getting runs than his captaincy were questioned. And as captain, first and foremost, you have to perform. Whether you're a batter or a bowler, you have to get wickets or get runs. And Owen Morgan at the moment is probably putting in one good innings out of 5, 6, 7, which you can't have that as a captain. And like you say, the media will be are starting to be all over him. If England start to lose, then there'll be even more pressure. So he really does need to get some runs, at least just to take a bit of pressure off himself.
The top batsman bowler markets. We'll start with England. I mean, Morgan himself is 11-2. You've got Ian Bell at 100-30. James Taylor's 4-1. So is Joe Root and Moeen Ali. Bell and Morgan. To be fair to Morgan, you know, he did hit a century in the Tri Series, didn't he? I suppose if you look at the. If you look at the odds, then Morgan's got to be a better bet than Bell, despite the fact that what we've got at the minute in terms of his form and all the controversy about him. I guess it depends on whether he can, what sort of character he is. Can he weather out this bit of pressure from the media and post a big score?
Yeah, I mean, character-wise, he is quite a level-headed, humble kind of guy. So I don't think he'll be too up and down. I just think for more, you know, the medium people around him. He'll need that for a bit of confidence more than anything. But the man I like in this market is Joe Root at 4-1. He showed signs in the Tri-Series, you know, of really hitting top form. He got 80-odd the other day in a warm-up match. And the position he bats, I think, is key for England. Comes in that middle order, and he's got a real good head on his shoulders for a young guy. And I think if England are going to go far in this tournament, they'll need the middle order players to play well. So I think top England batsman Joe Root, 4-1, is a good pick.
The Aussies, the obvious men are at the top of the order here, at top of the betting. David Warner, 11-4. Stephen Smith, 3-1. Aaron Finch, 4-1. Shane Watson, 9-2. George Bailey, 13-2. Glenn Maxwell, interesting one. He, you know, he hit, was it 95 off 98 balls, I think it was, not so long ago, 9-1. With England's bowling attack and the fact that they are so good with the new ball, would you be brave enough to rule out the top order?
I don't think you can, because you know, Warner and Finch are fantastic. Warner's been in unbelievable form as well. Again, he's had a couple of injuries, but like you say, probably if England are going to do anything, it will be with that new ball. The man I like, The one thing putting me off is where he bats, and that's Glenn Maxwell at 9-1. Mm. As you say, man of the match in the Tri-Series final. He doesn't need many balls to get a big score. He did it the other day in the warm-up match. It's just whether he gets in. I mean, he could bat as low as 7 sometimes, but for 9-1 for a man of his capabilities, it really is a big price. But the other man I like, I've mentioned before, Steve Smith, he's only 3-1. But again, if you think in England they're going to get a couple of wickets at the top of the order, again, he's in fantastic form. And maybe a bet on both. You know, if Steve Smith doesn't come in at 3-1, you've got the luxury of Glenn Maxwell at 9-1, which is a big, big price, you know, down the order.
Yeah, very nice. Have you any thoughts on the bowlers, the top bowlers for each side here? Mitchell Johnson 5-2 favourite, Starks 11-4. You've already talked about, as you know, in the tournament, top bowling, of course. Hazelwood's 100-30. Faulkner's in and betting, but probably won't play. I guess if he doesn't play, Mitchell Marsh will come in.
Yeah.
More than likely, he's 13-2.
Well, I think we've gone over the Australian one. I think Mitchell Stark again. I really do. I just think he's in great form. And then England, again, you've mentioned it. England, if England are going to do anything in this tournament, James Anderson has to have a big tournament.
Yeah.
And he's quite clearly England's best bowler, and he's at 5-2, favourite in the market for a reason. And like you say, with the two new balls and how he bowls up front, he has to have a big tournament. So I'd plump for Jimmy Anderson.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.